Mothering Sunday is a day we set aside in order to give thanks to God for our mothers. And it's obviously, this morning we are probing the limits of English-speaking white male privilege, because no matter what happens, I will never, ever, ever conceive and give birth to anything. It just doesn't, I mean, no matter how which way we want to get metaphorical, it's just not going to happen. And honestly, I've got to be really honest with you. I find it astounding. I find it absolutely astounding. And maybe if I was being really honest, a wee bit jealous. Like, goodness gracious, not a living thing. There's lots of living things in my body, bacteria, viruses, whatever else. But a living human being created in the image of God inside a person. Like, that just, what a privilege. What an honor. What a thing to celebrate in humanity. And it shows us something of God. And that's what I want to look at this morning in Mark chapter 7. So if you have your Bible, if you brought your own, fantastic. If you haven't, there's a Bible provided. It's on page 1011. You can find Mark chapter 7. We're going to start in verse 31, and I'm just going to read this story for you. It's something that happens in Jesus' ministry kind of early on. So Jesus left the vicinity of Tyre and went through Sidon down to the Sea of Galilee. So he's down by the Mediterranean coast in kind of some Gentile area, and then he comes back to Galilee, the Sea of Galilee, some kind of north part of modern-day Israel, kind of just south of Golan Heights, if you're familiar with the geography. Okay, so he's in this area. And into the region of Decapolis. He actually crosses over back into some more Gentile area. This would be actually the sort of Golan Heights kind of situation. There are some people brought to him, a man who was deaf and could hardly talk. And they begged him to place his hand on the man. After he took him aside, away from the crowd, strange thing. You know, doesn't Jesus oftentimes heal in public so everyone can see and everyone can know? Well, he doesn't this time for whatever reason. Pulls the man aside. Strange, for those of you who are reading ahead. And so he pulls him aside, puts his fingers into the man's ears. Then he spit and touched the man's tongue. Cool, all right, that happens, I guess. All right, so he spits, touches the man's tongue. He looked up to heaven and with a deep sigh said to him, this translation reads, does anyone want to take a stab at this word? That's a lot of PHs in a row. I'm just saying, that doesn't normally happen. Those you guys, anybody else looking at it and saying, like, what in the world, how would you say this word? See, that's a cue. Open your Bible and see what in the world I'm talking about. Okay, it says, Ephphatha. I don't know how long the F is supposed to be. No one knows exactly how to say this word, but he says, Ephphatha. It's an Aramaic word. It means be opened. At this, the man's ears were opened, his tongue was loosened, and he began to speak plainly. And Jesus healed. Now, I want to talk about this word, this strange word with all the PHs in it, Ephphatha. Because this word Ephphatha isn't to be opened like open a door. It doesn't mean be opened as in like gain access to. And actually, when the man's ears were opened, it means like unclogged kind of thing. So that the sound waves can get in. But Ephphatha isn't that kind of opened. Ephphatha is a word that means be opened like a womb is opened when birth happens. And what Jesus is doing, this word for groan, is the same word that Paul talks about when the Holy Spirit groans for us. When we just don't have the words to pray to God, something's going on in life, and we feel that, oh, I just don't have the words right now. I just ache. I want something to be different. I want something to change. That's the groan that Jesus has. He sees this deaf, mute man. And he goes, and he looks to heaven. And actually, I would disagree with this translation. Say, actually, his groaning and his be opened isn't to him, the man. Actually, the Greek grammar would suggest, I think it's better rendered, to heaven. Jesus is groaning that the life, the womb of heaven would open and the life of heaven would be birthed into this man's life. That is the deep groan, the deep longing of Jesus for this man. And I want to say that is the deep groan and the deep longing of Jesus Christ for each and every one of you and me. That he would look at us in the things that aren't quite as they should be. And we all know there's things in our life that aren't the way they're supposed to be. Don't be offended by that. Accept it and embrace it because we all know it's true. And he looks at that and he sees that and he goes, and he would look to heaven and groan. Heaven, be opened. Birth life into this person. Birth something new into this person. And in fact, that's the whole business about, you know, the Gospel of John. You know, that we would be born again, born from above. The Greek word enosen is a homonym. And just like we have homonyms, you know, words that are spelled the same but have different definitions, enosen is a homonym. And it can be translated again or from above. And Jesus has come so that we can be born from above, so that the life of heaven could be birthed into each and every one of us. And we've seen the Bissett family up here. And their life is completely different than it was a year ago, a year and a half ago. Absolutely, radically transformed. And we can go through a woman and the change that happens in her. Chemically, structurally, emotionally, hormonally, mentally. Everything about a woman changes. And she gives up everything so that someone else can live. And there's no going back. That is phenomenal. And it shows us something about God. God has come and he's lived among us as Jesus of Nazareth and has given everything. He has lived a perfect life. He has died on a cross for our sin and risen again from the dead so that the life of heaven can be birthed into each and every one of us. And whatever it is that we are going through, whether that's a character flaw, whether that's an injured relationship, whether that's our health or whatever, God brings his healing and his life to us through faith in Christ. And in that way, he mothers towards us. And Father, he is everything. And brings new life and nurtures us like a mother does. So that we can be mature, full, complete human beings. Recognizing the glory, the goodness, and the fulfillment of living a life like Jesus's. That is full of love and sacrifice, difficulty and blessing. And so this Mother's Day, Mothering Sunday rather, I shouldn't Americanize it that way. This Mothering Sunday, as you reflect on your mothers, as you reflect on mothering, and being a mother, what a mother is, please let that draw you to who God is. And as you think and you consider about who God is and the love that he has for us, would you just say to him, birth your life into me, please. In the name of Jesus, God, would you birth your life into me so that I could have this new life in Christ, this full humanity, your healing, your love, your grace, and your goodness. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for your love for us. And we want to take a moment right now, just a bit of quiet. Heavenly Father, we confess that there are many things in our lives that aren't as they should be, that need your healing, your forgiveness, the touch of your grace and your mercy, and the ministry of your Spirit. And so, Lord, we want to say just quietly, some of us, hopefully all of us, God, birth life into me this morning. In the name of Christ, because of his life, his death, and his resurrection, please forgive me of those things that aren't as they should be. I confess them. And birth your life from above in me so that I can know you in the fullness of life with you. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.